You're listening to Wisp Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Mo here for Wisp Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Karen Orr, the founder of iMyCanine. Karen, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Well, to get us started, can you talk a little bit about the product and just give us the basics? What do people need to know about iMyCanine?
Yeah, can do. So this is a product that is in the animal world. And iMyCanine, think of it as a baby monitor in your car for your pet. It allows you to see, hear, and talk with your pet. And additionally, the app tells you the temperature, humidity, and feels like temperature when you're traveling with your dog, cat, pet, whatever, and you have to step away from the vehicle. Because unfortunately, at least 5,000 dogs die every year from being unattended in a vehicle due to heat stroke. We think this is unacceptable. We need tech to catch up with the pet world, and iMyCanine is trying to help with that.
Absolutely. Can you talk a bit about who this product is for, who you're kind of aiming it at in the market?
Yeah, so as a startup business, we're really looking at the niche market of the dog world. Now, this can be furry family members, police canine units, search and detection dogs, and honestly, people who go to dog shows and breed dogs as well, because all these people travel with their dogs.
Yeah, definitely. So for this product, you've got a Kickstarter coming up. Just this weekend. Can you talk a bit about that and some of your efforts surrounding that?
Absolutely. So August 12th, we're going to launch our Kickstarter for iMyCanine. This is specific timing because on August 13th on the Velocity Channel, it's a cable channel that's an automotive network, they have a show, Motorhead Garage. And we're actually going to be airing our product, iMyCanine, on Motorhead Garage to 72 million people. Interestingly enough, that over the next month, it's going to get aired six times to 225 million people so that we can optimize folks getting to know about iMyCanine and having everybody help and tell other folks who have dogs, know of people with dogs, that we don't need to let our dogs suffer. iMyCanine can be a solution.
Absolutely. That sounds like some really great exposure for your new product. And I like to ask a lot of the startups that I speak with here in Madison, what's it like to get a young company like this up and running? Some challenges or hurdles and then possibly some opportunities as well.
Yeah, great question. I will tell you that it takes a lot of hard work. It takes effort every day. But the wonderful thing is that we live in Madison and there are people who are very friendly, very helpful, but they're not going to just give it to you. You've got to go out. You've got to make the connections. You've got to do the work, but the opportunities are there. I will also say it's much harder than you can ever envision, but if you believe in what you do, you truly feel that this is a calling that is going to be an impact game changer for you, it is very rewarding and definitely worthwhile.
Excellent. So for someone who might be a little skeptical, who's not really sure if they would want something like this, what would be your end game selling point for them? How would you convince someone who's not so sure if this is right for them, even if they do have a dog?
That's a great question, and I will tell you, if you think that iMyCanine has an application for you, what I want to stress is that when you travel with animals, if you have the unfortunate event that an animal might evolve into heat exhaustion, you're looking at around a $2,000 vet bill. If your pet suffers from heat stroke, which then is past heat exhaustion, that's anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 per visit, and there's no guarantee that animal survives. Prevention. This is all about prevention. Nobody wants tragedy to happen to their furry family members. You know, you got to plan for it. You got to be ready for it because unfortunately, nobody's ready for the tragedy that can occur.
Right. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come and talk to me here today. Your Kickstarter starts on August 12th. And is there anything else that you'd like to add that people should know about your product or any other related products that you'll be offering?
The biggest thing I want to add is that even if iMyCanine's not for you, I'm going to ask everybody in Madison, everybody listening, either has a pet or knows of someone. Tell people about iMyCanine. Let them look. I'm not asking that they buy. I'm asking that we spread the love, we spread the word, because iMyCanine is a business, but honestly, we're all about prevention. We don't want animals to suffer, God forbid, die from heat stroke in a vehicle. iMyCanine is a solution to this. Let people know, because nobody wants this tragedy to befall them.
Certainly. Well, thanks again so much for coming to talk, and I wish you luck on your Kickstarter, August 12th. Thanks again, Karen.
Thank you so much. Absolute pleasure.
You've been listening to Wisp Business, the podcast. See more at wispbusiness.com.